Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
This village is called Anshigaon. What does that word mean, Anshigaon? Uptown. This is a Gaon means village, and Uncho means up. So a village on top of the mountain. The Lita is absorbed in Madhyata Rag Premabhiman. That's the term. She's Madhyata Maya Premabhiman. Abhiman means mentality. Abhiman. Your mentality. It's full of loving mentality, prema abhiman. But this other part is also good. Madhyata Maya. She's has loving pride in controlling her lover. With the idea that Krishna is mine. Madhyata. Madhyata Maya. She's made of the idea that Krishna is mine. Madhyata. Lita always instructs, you know, some people always tell other people what to do, you know. Like wives and stuff like that. Husbands know it very well. Women sometimes. Not, of course, in Krishna consciousness. So Lita always instructs Radharani in what?
In
man. Man. Opposition. Lita is adik prakar sakhi. Not only prakar, but adik. What does adik mas mean? Excessive, extra, additional. So she's contrary. Opposing and extra opposing, extra contrary. Adi prakara. There's Madhya prakara, there's Lagu prakara, but she's Adi, like excessively, like over the top, you know, over the top, hammering Krishna. And let's see, it's. She's an extra audacious. She's an extra. Adi means extra audacious and bold sucky. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Extra audacious and bold sucky. What is Lita Sakhi's greatest service to Krishna?
Keeping
Radharani away. Keeping
Radharani
in
man.
How what?
Chastising
Krishna.
Keeping Radharani in man.
This is the right one. What was the question? Mr. Bihari. What was the question?
Question is, what is that? But here she is doing seva of Chama.
Now, what's the question? Don't be a flip-flop.
You are asking that what is the seva of Lalita Sakhi?
Lado.
To who?
To Krishna.
Okay. Somebody asked me chastising and separate different answers.
What's your answer?
Might be chastising, I'm not sure.
Okay. Instructing Radharani to be in
Man.
Man. And that term is described in Stavavi by Raghunath Das Goswami. What is the phrase that describes Radharani at that time?
Lalita
Bhiti Manini. Manini means what? Madhuri. I'm asking, what is the meaning of the word Manini? It means you're really proud, puffed up, angry, jealous, everything in one. Bhiti, what does Bhiti mean? Vayam, Bhiti, Ahara, Nitra, Maitun, Vayam. Vayam means fear. Watch out. Should be afraid of your wife, you know. She has long arms, you're not that far away, you know. What is the term again, Manohar? Tell me. Lita.
Bhiti.
Bhiti. B-H-I-T. Bhiti. Lita Bhiti. Vayam. She Radharani shows man because of fear of. So in the morning you smile when you see your wife out of fear. Good morning. Don't slap me. Well, that's pretty interesting stuff. Let's see what else we got here. Okay, kids. Okay, Lisa, second key. I got a lot of stuff about Lisa. I got a whole bunch of stuff. How old is Lisa Seki?
27 days.
27 days older than that. When's her birthday? It's correct. Yes, she's the league is 27 days older, 1 month older. When's her birthday?
Ekadasi.
Shravan.
Krishna
Ekadasi.
Krishna?
Shravan Shukla Ekadasi. It's 27 days. What is this Lalita Saptami? What's this all about?
It is from.
That's a wrong. In 2019, the famous GBC resolutions came out of Mayapur. They passed two resolutions to change the ISKCON calendar. They decided to follow Rupa Goswami, who said that she was born on Vajra Mas Shukla Ekadasi. So change the date of the appearance of Lita Sakhi to that date rather than the day before Radhasmi, and to change the date of the appearance day of what? Radhakund from Balasmi, eighth day of the Krishna moon, to Chaitra Purnima, which is this month on
23rd.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
You're there?
Yes.
Okay. You're not sleeping? Lalita Dandan's kunj is the color of lightning. Lovely Lalita Sakhi always lives here. She and Krishna are very, very dear to each other. Their seva is to bring Kaffir and Tambo to Krishna. And then it describes here the characteristics of Kandit Bhav. Listen. Pay attention. They make the center cool. Beach make cool. Darshan. Anjan. What am I talking about? No.
Example of Kandita Baba.
Thank you. Chijago. What are the characteristics of a Kandit Baba? Remember, a Kandit here, a Kandit means broken. Means stood up. Here, listen. When the time for the meeting, prescribed meeting has passed, the Nayaka, that means the heroine, in the morning, Nayak means the hero, he comes to the Kunj, Krishna comes to the Kunj, showing love marks from another girl. At that time, the Nayaka's condition is known as hot, angry, fried, Kandit Nayak, Nayaka, heavy angry. Her behavior is, what does she do at that time? She shows anger and long deep breathing and refusing to speak. It's called the silent treatment. Be careful, boys. Don't try it. You'll be in trouble. Here's an example of Kandit Baba in action. You ready?
Yes. 1, 2, 3.
One morning, as we're sitting all night with a certain gopi, we don't know which one, Krishna was seen by Shyamala in the following condition. Shyamala squealed on Shyam. Krishna's head was purple color from the crimson lack on the gopi's feet. His forehead had purple color on it, like holy. Like you know, what's it? That doctor from England, where is she sleeping somewhere? Her hair was purple. She can't see it. For what? She held Krishna's feet on her head. After Krishna held the seat on Radharani's feet on his head. She had purple head. So this is the condition. So the now listen, pay attention. The impressions of that so-called gopi's earrings were marked on his shoulders. Oh, what does that mean? That means that she was lying on top of him with her ears on his shoulder, and that's an impression of the earrings. I don't know, I can't read anymore, I don't know. The bright kunkum, what is kunkum? Biharji. Kunkum. Mahar.
Sindur.
Red powder.
Where do you find it?
Trees. There is some tree and then seed.
Yeah, it's some it's inside some seed pod and some tree. But that's not where Krishna finds it. That's the origin of it. But Krishna finds it at the top of the breast of the gopi. And that was on Krishna's chest. Dun, 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 dun. Doesn't look good for Krishna. His garland was crushed, and his half-closed eyes were rolling. Seeing Krishna this way, Shyamala Sakhi became very angry in mind. Though externally she maintained a pleasant face and said nothing. bad day for Krishna. Well, there you have it. Let's see, I read this one.
You read it already.
Read the Sakhi Ki Jai. So, who do we miss? We miss Champakalata or something? Okay, return. And she's Radharani's constant companion and follower. She's Bhama and hot tempered by nature. This may sound like some people you know. And her complexion is golden yellow. And her garments are the color of, her clothes are the color of what?
Peacock tail.
Peacock what?
Tail.
Right. Tail. The beauty of all the other gopis appears to be condensed in the Lita Sakhi's exquisite transcendental form. Lita Sakhi is expert in arranging the meeting of Radha and Krishna and their amorous fights. To support Radharani's cause, Lita sometimes offends Krishna. That's pretty good. When Lita Sakhi argues, her mouth becomes bent with ferocious anger. Someone give me a demonstration. This guy behind you is pointing his fingers at you. I'll spare you the embarrassment. Where's that thing? It's called wasteland. When Lalita Sakhi argues, her mouth becomes bent with ferocious anger as she expertly discharges the most outrageous and haughty retorts. Now that's not what all that means. Retorts means replies. Who wrote this book anyway? When the arrogant, check it out. You ought to hear color voices cry that way. When the arrogant gopis quarrel with Krishna, leads the conflict. She leads the charge. She carries a flower umbrella for Krishna. Hey, Frederica, pay attention. You have to make a flower umbrella. And what else? She decorates them with flowers and decorates the kunja where Radha and Krishna rest at night. Lita holds an extremely elevated and impeccable position, being accepted as Radharani's Shiksha Guru. Radharani doesn't have any choice, you know. You follow me or Might is right. It's described that Radharani is shaking in fear when she has done something wrong. Nobody can wait to Krishna. He prances around and laughs. Lita Devi would chastise both Radha and Krishna, but only out of intense love and devotion. In a mood of full surrender. Reminds me of my mother used to spank me when I was a young guy, you know. She would spank me and say, "This hurts me more than it hurts you." I said, "What kind of philosophy is this?" I'm saying, "Oh, you're not saying, oh." So, Lita chastises Radha and Krishna out of intense love and devotion. When Krishna tries to be clever and tricky with Radharani, Lita is more clever, more tricky. intervened, and makes Krishna act in a nice way. She beats up everybody, you know? Sometimes Lita corrects Radharani. For example, Radharani rushes out of the house to go meet Krishna, and Lita tells Radharani to tie her sari properly and not to run because she just ate. You know, you don't want to get upset stomach. There's a whole bunch of things here. Prayers to lead to Sagi. A whole bunch of prayers here. Okay, so let's see here. The Chinese say if anyone lives in Brajmandal, hath even the slightest desire to serve the lotus feet of Radharani, then Lita will immediately fulfill the desire and take this soul directly under her protection, giving them her full shelter. This is Rajvilasta, which I didn't bring, because it's already here. Lita excellently teaches Radharani the art of man. I pray to Lita Devi will one day accept me as one of her associates. This is from MS. What's MS? What's MS? Oh, Manashiksha. Manashiksha Rupa Goswami is great. I don't know. Right. I offer my obeisance to Lita Devi, whose beautiful face puts to shame the brilliance of the full moon, whose deer-like eyes are ever restless, has acquired the rare distinction of being expert in dressing Radharani. She's always engaged in serving Radha Mukunda. Lita dries out the perspiration that dampens the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So she wipes the feet of Radha and Krishna. Lita is intoxicated with the highest intimate mellows, and she is an enchanting repository of qualities like exquisite grace, silent gravity, and simple directness of speech. That's something not available though nowadays. Direct speech. Lita Sakhi is the guru for all the Sakhis of Radharani, teaching them all about sisterly affection. That's right. She's the temple commander. Lita's life and soul is Krishna. May Lita Sakhi give me opportunity to worship her. Here, hold this one. Okay, now I go here. Lita. Her father's name is Vishoka. Her husband's name is Bhairava. Her complexion is like Gorochan, a type of yellow pigment from the cow or something like that. Where is Lita Sakhi's kunja? What direction?
North.
Who's what's the special seva of Lita Sakhi? Her smart cookie answered again. Yeah, her special seva is Tambul. Come and see Murtis of Lita Sakhi offering Tambul. Radharani also, but Lita offering Tambul. Jai Radhe Shah. Jai Radhe. Dhanavad. She's the color of lightning. Oh, no, that's her robe. Charlie, she's... Her eternal age is 14 years, 8 months, 27 days. Who is the eldest Sakhi among Radharani Sakhis? Who's the eldest? Lita Sakhi. Shravan Shukla Ekadasi is her birthday. What is her bhav? No, what is her Nayaka bhav? That's her Swabhav. There's 8 Nayaka bhavs. Avisara Nayaka, Sadina Brachika, Vasak Sajika. What is her, of the 8 Nayaka bhavs, what is her speciality? Alita. Kandita. What does Kandita mean?
Cutting.
What does the Kanda Kirtan mean?
Non-breaking.
What does Kandita mean?
Breaking.
So Kandita heroine Nayaka is one who got stood up. The appointment, the meeting was broken. And she's really hot-headed. That's something you don't want to do with Lita Sakhi. Krishna says, Lita, I'm coming, he doesn't come. Poor guy. So, it's a jealous heroine who chastised her beloved. That's cool. Okay. Her temperament, that's called her Nayaka Bhav. But her svabhav is Vama Prakar, contrary and hot tempered. Okay, let go. What's her favorite instrument? Hello? What is her favorite instrument? Veena. What's Vishaka's favorite instrument?
Danga.
What's her favorite tune? Raga. Bhairava Kalingata. Kalingada. Kalingada. Bhairava. Who is the chief maitre in Alita Sakhi?
Rupanjari.
Who are the Astasakis of Lita Sakhi?
Don't know.
Radha Prabha, Rati Kala, Subhadra, Bhajarekika, Sumuki, Danishta, Kalahamsi, and Kalapani. Cool names, huh? These are her talents. She's very magnanimous like her father. She instigates most pastimes. She starts most little. She always displays contrariness to whatever Krishna suggests. Whatever Krishna suggests, Lita goes against it. She frequently becomes very angry and speaks outrageously insolent retorts. Sound like your missus or... She's brilliant in composing and understanding riddles. What is Sanskrit word for riddles?
Saheli.
You didn't raise your hand. Disqualified. What is the name for riddles?
Saheli.
Anyway, right, wrong. Stand in the corner. Count 100. 1, 2, 3, 4. No one can make things with flowers like Lalita Sakhi. She makes flower awnings, dancing arenas, umbrellas, couches, bowers, kunjas. She's expert in performing magic tricks and juggling. Okay. You know how to juggle? Okay. Let you go this time. Who is she? Gauravila. Yeah. Shrutamadar. Acha. Guru Chandra Chimanara Kanti Deham Maya Pusha Tulita Chavi Charuchelam Radhe Tavapri Sakim Chagurum Sakinam Tambala Tambala Bhakti Lalitam Lalitam Namami. Wow. I bow, Namami, I bow to Lalita, who is very graceful in her execution of devotional service. Bhakti Lalita. Champakalata. Why does she have the name Champakalata?
Color is like champa.
What did you say?
Her color is like champa flower.
What kind of champa flower? I have a red champa flower in my garden. She's red color?
No,
there's green champa, which is green. There's white champa with yellow center. So she's white with yellow eyes. She has jaundice or what? There's a yellow champa. What color is she? Wrong.
Golden.
Who said?
Champakalata.
Who said? Short Alex. Leave the center open, center open. Bishay Kula. Hey, shut up. Pay attention. What color is Champakalata? Like what?
Golden champa.
Like golden champa flower, which you don't find in Vrindavan, you find in Bombay and stuff like that. Okay, so that's why she's called Champakalata, right?
Yes.
Why?
Because
her skin color is like golden champa. It's like golden yellow, whatever. Her cloth is like what?
Blue.
Blue jay's feather. There's a bird called Blue Jay. Blue Jay. And his color is like that. What is the service of Champakalata? C for Champak.
C for cooking.
That's also there, Radhakund. But Chamaras remain Seva. Chamara Seva. This is Champakalata. She's one day younger than Radharani. She's born in Vajramaya Shukla Sautami. According to Nimbarka Sampradaya and Gaudiya Sampradaya. Huh?
One day younger means Navami. Otherwise, he's one day older if he stopped. If he stopped me, one day older.
Yeah. Should be doming again. Otherwise, should be one day older. Anyways, I don't know. I can't tell because it says Vajrasukha Sattva Nimbarka and Chigodiya. This book says younger. This is what Valavacharya. Valavacharya says that. I think you should move over here. Come on, just here. And you're really in the way there. Or is it, just because, you know, there's an inconvenience in the Atris, you know. I think you have donations too, so we should hurry up. Let's hurry up here. So her mood, her Nayak above is Vasak Saja. It's a Nayak who decorates herself and waits for her beloved to come to the Kunja. The favorite instrument of Champakalata is Sarangi. Sarangi was Sarangi. It's like a violin. It's like a interesting thing. It's like a guitar. It has a skin on it, but it plays with a bow like a violin.
Sarangi. Rishi.
It's called Sarangi.
Sarangi. That is instrument.
Musical instrument. Yeah, sure. Sarangi, Sarangi. Yeah, like a bow.
Violin.
Violin.
Yeah, like a violin. Thank you. Thank you, sir. And she also plays Bivanshi Veena. What are the special qualities of Shambhakalata? Her qualities resemble Vishaka. She's greatly skilled in gambling with dice. Listen to this one. Is there a cameraman listening or sleeping? Okay. Listen to this one. The girls of rival group will never walk near her. She collects fruits, flowers, and roots from the forest using her hands. She artistically fashions things from clay. She knows how there's books on just cooking gourmet food.
Thank you.
She's expert at making different kinds of sweets. Her nickname, what is the nickname of Shambhakalata? Dashi Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Radhe. Jai Jai Shyam. Jai Jai Shri Vrindavanda. Pavana Radhe Te Ronam. Pavana Shri Vrindavanda. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. She's extra making different kinds of sweets. Her nickname is Miss Tahana. Miss Tahana. And she has a kitchen in Radhakund, which is very famous. Her kitchen in Radhakund is very famous. It's located in Bhagavati's house. You go there for Madhukari. You'll get Swiss chocolate.
Which country?
India.
Which country?
India.
America. Born in America, sir.
Thank you.
Jai Radhe.
I pray to God. He will be helped.
Jai Radhe. Thank you. May Krishna bless you. She can carry out her activities in absolute secrecy. She's expert in the art of logical persuasion. And she's an expert diplomat. She can cleverly defeat the Gopis of a rival group. Who is Shambhakalata and Gaurlila? She went on the scene.
Radha Krishna Pranamora Jugala Kishora Jivane Marane Gati Arona Himo